Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
He joins us on the WaitForward.com hotline. Mark Schlereth, three-time Super Bowl champion. And Stink, it's good to have you on the program. And it's been a while since you've been on our show, but we certainly appreciate the time today. These matchups are interesting. And, you know, here we are talking about the Saints and, you know, the Rams, and everybody's going, oh, well, you know, look at the way the Rams ran the ball against the Cowboys. Do you think they're going to be able to do that and have that kind of success against the Saints?
Well, I know. Do I think they're going to have that kind of success against the Saints? Absolutely not. But, you know, one thing the Saints aren't going to do is they're going to run a bunch of run stunts and run blitz. One thing you have to understand about the Los Angeles Rams, and I've done three of their games this year. I did a game of theirs last year, or two games this year, one last year. And really interesting, Sean McVay was brought up in this game by Mike Shanahan. And Mike Shanahan is a wide zone running football team. Now, we did that at different personnel groupings when I played for Shanahan in the late 90s. It was out of two backs and one tight end. 97% of the time, Sean McVay is in three wides. That's what they run. The only time they're not in three wides is they occasionally get in goal line, and even in goal line they're in three wides, and then kneel down plays when they've won the game and it's out of hand. That's about it. So they base everything out of the wide zone, 18-19 handoff, 18-19 force, 18-19 pitch and toss. And it's all press that hole, cut back behind the center, and get the backside down. And they do an exceptional job of that. And all their big passing plays really come out of matchups. They get, you know, one-on-one with a slot receiver on a linebacker and some of the play-action stuff. But, you know, the Dallas Cowboys try to run blitz that. They try to stunt that. And when you're a zone team, you beg them to stunt because it designates the zone for you. So if two guys are coming off and all of a sudden the defensive tackle pinches and they want to loop around, that's so easy for an offensive lineman to read that and get to the second level before he normally would get there, which creates wide open chasms and huge running lanes. And you saw the Rams take advantage of that. The Saints will not do that. Alex Gibbs, my old line coach with the Denver Broncos in 2000, in the Terrell Davis 2000 yard days and all that stuff. He is consulting with the Saints. There is no way in hell that defense will run those games against the Rams because you'll get eviscerated if you try it. And Dallas really never got out of it. That was their game plan. They stuck to it. And, you know, they got gassed because of it.
Mark Schlereth with us, guys, Pro Bowler, Super Bowl winner, and we're going to talk more about the championships. But since you mentioned Alex Gibbs, I talked about him earlier in the hour. We had him here in Atlanta with Jim Mora. We got a zone blocking scheme, Mark, but we just don't have the horses to do it. We had a lot of injuries. Is it an attitude? Is it a combination of the size and the speed? I mean, what makes a good zone blocking team? Because we ain't been it the last 2 years.
Yeah, well, one, you got to have really talented players. And I always, you know, I always laugh when people say, well, you want a smaller offensive line, you know, quicker. And I'm like, oh, Lord have mercy. You want to tell me Larry Allen couldn't be a zone blocking scheme? Come on now. You know, you want athletes to be sure. But the problem that you have in Atlanta is the injury issues. And when you get into injury issues with that system, especially today in with the collective bargaining agreement the way it is, that there's such a sense of togetherness, such a sense of timing, such a sense of having to work together, five guys becoming one, that when you have injuries and you separate and you mix and match and you do all that, it's really hard. There's no question. Look at the Rams. They're the only team in the National Football League that all five starters up front played all 16 games and started all 16 games. There's a reason they are so in sync running the football. And when you run the zone system, you've got to be able to have those guys together, cohesive, working together, seeing the exact same things, feeling the same things, and working together to the point where you don't even have to communicate. It just becomes, I sense it, you sense it, we see the same thing. That's been the biggest problem with the Atlanta Falcons is the injury issues, the shuffling around of the offensive line. That's a big issue. And when you get into that, all of a sudden, you know what you start doing? You say, hey, let's get out of the zone a little bit. Let's run a little bit more gap scheme. Let's run a little bit more pin and pull scheme. Let's do some other things. And then all that play action stuff that coincides with the zone running stuff that looks identical, all of a sudden you scrap pile some of that because it doesn't fit what you're doing now. Hmm. And now you've lost not only the staple of your running game, but you've lost a lot of your big chunk passing plays out of the play action game.
It's a great explanation from a guy who knows, three-time Super Bowl champion, playing for the Denver Broncos. It's Mark Schlaer. Stink, let me ask you this, because I know you get this too. Oh, you can put anybody back there behind a zone blocking scheme. I mean, any back, man. It doesn't matter the scheme. You still have to have a dude back there, don't you?
Oh, there is no question. You know, we always laughed about that. You know, the year that TD Terrell Davis went for 2,000, the very next year he tore his ACL, and Elias Gary came in and had 1,200 yards rushing. And they all said, oh, you can do it with anybody. Anybody can do that. And I'm like, hell, TD would have had 1,700. You know, and then the next year, TD was still hurt, and Mike Anderson came in and rushed for 1,400 behind us, right? And right. They're like, oh, see, you can do it with anybody, 1,400. And I was like, TD would have had 2,200 and broke the NFL record. Like, there's a difference back there. And a lot of it is just understanding blocking scheme, understanding what we're trying to accomplish. Everybody's part of it, whether it's the receivers, whether it's the tight ends, the running backs, the fullbacks, all those things become a very important aspect of what you're trying to get done. And the running back understanding blocking schemes and understanding how to read what the offensive line is reading, you know, that's when you really become good in that system, when you have the vision that the old linemen do and you can sense what they're going to do based upon what the defense gives you. So it requires a ton of patience, a ton of understanding, and you have to really be, you know, have some football acumen about you back there in the backfield. It's not just, hey, stick your foot in the ground and come back. You'll be fine.
Mark Schlaer with us, guys. Three Super Bowl rings, one with the Skins and two with the Broncos. One at our expense, by the way, back in 98, 99. Mark joins us here on the WadeFord.com hotline. All right, brother, the AFC. The Patriots obviously just kicked butt on the Chargers. Look great doing it. Josh McDaniels and the way he's calling the offense. I mean, pound for pound, is he the best OC? Or who's the guy that's getting it other than maybe Sean Payton?
Well, yeah, I mean, you'd have to give a lot of credit to Josh McDaniels because I think when you look at them, you know, like you said, pound for pound talent-wise, I think you'd probably make a compelling argument they're the least talented group in the bunch. You know, but they just find a way to get it done. They do such a phenomenal job, and I find it laughable. You know, I heard a bunch of people say, hey, Rob Gronkowski's on the way out. He didn't produce. He didn't have a catch in the first half. All I did was watch him whip the ass of defensive linemen. Damn good players. And Mark Ingram and Joey Bosa in the running game. I mean, he absolutely manhandled those guys. And then also, you saw them set up. They do such a good job with their power plays and the play action off their power. And then the wham plays. And you saw him motion in and set up a wham. And it was off play action to get a 31-yard gain over the top with a little, with a little over route to Julian Edelman right off the wham pass. So I think he had a huge, he didn't catch a pass, and I thought he was one of the most impactful players on the field against the Chargers. And so it's not just, you know, we tend to be fantasy football driven, right? We all want to see numbers, and we want to see sacks and sack dances, and we want to see touchdowns, and we want to see catches. I look at other stuff. Like, I look at how you dispense justice on line of scrimmage, and you take people's will away, and that's what Rob Gronkowski did throughout that entire game, even though he only had a catch or two.
Man, before we get more into this Patriots-Kansas City game, because I want to ask you about Pat Mahomes, because you played for or behind, or should I say some good quarterbacks played behind you. Stinking good chili. Stinking good green chili, that is. What's the deal with this, man?
It's my little pet project with a good buddy of mine. We started the company 10 years ago. We just released some queso dip. You can find more out about it at stinkinggood.com. You know what? It's been our little pet project, and it's been funny because, you know, you start something like this, and you think, oh, it's going to be easy. And then you kind of realize what you don't know, which was plenty. Like, I always say, if I'd have known then what I know now, I probably would have done it. But you know what? We've had a blast doing it, and it just consistently grows. And, I know more about the grocery business than I ever intended to know, and a lot of it's not good. But, we're just going to keep on plugging until we either hit a home run or go out of business, one or the other.
All right.
I mean, as long as your overhead is low, man, you're good, right?
Yeah, I think that's probably key.
Yeah.
Absolutely. What about Pat Mahomes? 50 touchdowns during the regular season, Mark. I mean, this guy – you know, I said if he wins the next two games, we're arguably looking at the best individual, you know, single season performance by a quarterback maybe in NFL history. And this kid basically played his first full season this year.
Yeah, he's a phenomenal player, you know, and he's got upper-level quarterbacking skills when it comes to manipulating the defense from the pocket. I mean, he makes throws that are really indefensible. He made a throw against the Baltimore Ravens. The Baltimore Ravens played him as well as anybody. A touchdown, a corner route to Travis Kelce, where he did such a phenomenal job. He knew the defense he had. He knew he had cover two. He knew that if he just held that safety in the middle of the field, he'd never get back over the corner in time. And I'm telling you what, the safety played about as well as you could play it. And Patrick Mahomes held him and then turned and didn't even look, just threw it to a spot. And Travis ran, got it, and it still had about a yard before the defender got there. And it was you couldn't really defend it any better than the safety defended it. And it was still a touchdown by a good yard and a half. And, you know, it's just those throws from the pocket are absolutely phenomenal. And then forget about what he does outside the pocket. He's got an innate ability. You know, and I always say this, having a son that's a pitcher, people want to compare pitchers to quarterbacks, and I never do. It's like you have to have an elite-level shortstop type of arm. You got to be able to throw from different windows, from different platforms, from different body angles, underhand, overhand, sidearm, whatever it takes to get the ball there, and you have to do it accurately. And on top of that, you've got to be able to stay, even from a sidearm position, on top of the football so that you can get the RPMs on it so you can stay on top and you can actually drive it. And I have never seen, like, he's got Aaron Rodgers-esque type of ability when it's throwing off-platform. I've never seen a better off-platform thrower in my entire life than Aaron Rodgers, and I think Patrick Mahomes might be his equal or maybe even better, and I think that baseball background has a boatload to do with that.
All right, Mark, we got about 30 seconds left, big guy. Who is in the Super Bowl?
Shoot, you know, I mean, like, kicking between Kansas City and New England is like eating a turd versus eating a turd with sprinkles on it. So I'm going to go with the turd with sprinkles on it, and I'm going to pick New England just because I the AFC West guy can't take Kansas City, which means Kansas City, put your money on them because my picks are awful. And now I'm going to go with the home team in New Orleans. I think the Saints are really, really good. I think there's going to be two shootouts. These will be great games. I'll take the Saints and New England. So put your money on the Rams and St. Louis. I mean, the Rams, excuse me, and Kansas City.
Brother, it's good to talk with you. I'm glad things are going well, and continued success to you, Mark. We'll talk soon.
My pleasure. Be well, guys.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.